Pro-Life to the Max is produced and broadcast by WOMB 89.9 FM Catholic Radio in Bloomington, Indiana.
Ave Maria, welcome to Pro-Life to the Max, a weekly half-hour radio program under the patronage of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that is dedicated to keeping you informed on local, state, and national pro-life issues and efforts and inspiring you to get involved. I'm Rhonda Branham, joined with my co-host Monica Seifker. Thank you for joining us. Well, on today's program, Monica and I thought it would be a good idea to follow up on the movie Unplanned, and to discuss some of the reactions and fruit that this film has produced. We'll also tell you about some of the comments made by a few doctors about the medical accuracy of the abortion scenes that were depicted in the movie. But first, Monica is going to start us off with an Easter prayer for life written by Father Frank Pavone.
Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author of life, who died and now lives forevermore. May we who work and pray that children in the womb may be protected always draw strength, confidence, and joy from your victory over death. For you are Lord forever and ever. Amen.
And let's now go to this week's In the News.
Legislation continues to be passed in several states that is laying the groundwork for a possible reversal of Roe v. Wade. This past week, the Missouri State Senate passed a law banning abortions after 8 weeks, with exceptions for medical emergencies, that is expected to be signed by Governor Mike Parson. As well this week, the nation's toughest anti-abortion law was signed by Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. The law bans abortion in nearly all cases. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood have promised to sue against the laws, setting up an eventual judicial showdown in the U.S. Supreme Court. Pro-lifers are hopeful that with all of the advanced scientific knowledge now available on the humanity of the unborn child, the time is ripe for Roe v. Wade to be overturned. And the General Counsel of the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans, Wendy Vitter, has been confirmed by the Senate Judiciary Committee as a judge for the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana. The Senate voted this week to confirm Vitter, despite objections from Planned Parenthood. The abortion giant claimed that she would be disastrous for the future of legalized abortion. Vitter has been outspoken in her beliefs that the unborn have a right to life. In a recent article in USA Today, Dr. E. Wesley Eli sounded the alarm on the growing threat of euthanizing patients for their organs. Dr. Eli described the already rapidly expanding scenario whereby a person gives his or her consent to die by lethal injection so that organs can be retrieved for donation. But because obtaining organs after death is suboptimal for the person receiving the transplant, Eli said that some in the medical community are suggesting that a death by donation rule be permitted. Eli recounted how this would consist of taking a person into the operating room with his consent, placing him under general anesthesia, opening up the chest and abdomen surgically while still alive, and removing vital organs for transplantation. Death by donation would bypass the long-honored dead donor rule. The New England Journal of Medicine seems to support such a rule by recently publishing an article by two Canadian physicians and an ethicist from Harvard Medical School who contended it might be ethically preferable to ignore the dead donor rule if patients declare they want to die in order to donate their organs. Finally, approximately 15 unborn children were killed this past Thursday at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood. Women came from Kentucky and various Indiana counties to get either a chemical or surgical abortion. Sidewalk advocates and prayer partners were on hand all day Thursday to offer help and to be a beacon of light and hope to the women going in. And that's your weekly In the News.
Well, Monica, probably most of our listeners got the chance to see Unplanned, the story of how Abby Johnson, a former director of a Texas Planned Parenthood clinic, was moved by what she saw during an ultrasound-guided abortion to leave the abortion industry and seek the help of pro-life warriors who had for many years been praying for her and trying to befriend her. So, Monica, what was your reaction to the film?
Well, I thought it was pretty well done. I also thought that I'd be able to handle the abortion scenes better than I did. They were actually more graphic than I thought they'd be, and I'll be honest, I can now see why they did give the movie an R rating. Aside from showing a fair amount of blood, I also thought these scenes were just emotionally tough to watch. But it was a very necessary reminder of why we are doing what we're doing and fighting fighting against abortion. You know, Rhonda, during a March for Life youth conference in 2007, Father Frank Pavone made these closing comments about the necessity of seeing what abortion truly is. He said, "Let me leave for you what I am convinced is the most powerful tool to change someone's mind about abortion. I told you that I had been involved in this since I was your age, been working on this full-time across the world on every level. There is no single thing that I have seen more powerful to change people on abortion than simply showing them the pictures. Show them what it looks like. I have challenged the media over and over again. Show the public what an abortion is, because we can justify anything with our language. If you are a smooth talker, if you know how to manipulate language and logic, you can convince anyone of anything. But pictures, that's another story. Some people think abortion just makes the baby kind of disappear. They still don't appreciate that it is an act of violence. It is only the pictures of the aborted children, torn apart limb for limb, that convince people that abortion is an act of violence. America will not reject abortion until America sees abortion." So I think Unplanned did an excellent job of not sensationalizing the crime of abortion by just showing bloody images. Instead, it put these images together with a very real and powerful storyline. It showed reality. It showed the truth. And I believe many people were moved by this, as upsetting as it was. And so, Rhonda, how about you? What are your reactions?
Well, this movie is no doubt one of the most powerful movies I've ever seen. You know, it reminded me of the feelings I had when I went to see The Passion of the Christ. Monica, that movie brought me to uncontrollable tears as I witnessed the reality of evil and its inhumane destruction of human life. But I love how the movie Unplanned gives you a compelling and convincing reason to fight for the unborn. Very powerful.
Oh, good. Well, in its opening weekend, Unplanned more than doubled its projection for box office earnings. It took in more than $6.1 million at 1,059 locations across the country. And this was in spite of a near media blackout. Major television networks like Lifetime, the Hallmark Channel, and HGTV had all rejected commercials for the film. After an incredible opening weekend, 600 additional screens were added. And by its second week, Unplanned receipts topped $14 million. Even here in Bloomington, the AMC Theater extended its showing, allowing more people a chance to view the film. And Rhonda, I believe when all was said and done, the movie did end up hitting the $20 million mark at the box office.
Well, a few days after opening weekend, Ashley Bratcher, who played Abby Johnson in the film, stated, "I am blown away by the public response to Unplanned, as well as the box office numbers. Not only is it beyond my wildest dreams, but it has surpassed the expectations of critics across the country. Despite biased critic reviews written more like op-eds, the audience has spoken. I just learned that Unplanned received a coveted A-plus cinema score. Well, that is truly an honor. The most rewarding thing about this weekend's opening is the flood of messages I've received from people experiencing healing and a change of heart."
Some very encouraging words there from Ashley. Well, one of the producers and directors for Unplanned, Chuck Konzelman, said that the pro-life film was made for such a time as this. Now, the whole idea and concept for the film actually began back in 2013. So they had planned for the film to be out before now, here in 2019. But God's timing is far better than ours. "We couldn't have foreseen the rapid developments that were suddenly coming to a head," Konzelman told interviewers, "but we serve a God who could and did." And by this, Konzelman was referring to the heightened interest in abortion due to these radical abortion laws we've been seeing since the beginning of the year in several states, most notably in New York. So this created a perfect storm, so to speak, in getting people to the theaters to watch the film. If the film had come a year or two ago, in all likelihood, not nearly as many people would have gone to see it.
Yes, Chuck Konzelman had hoped pro-life Christians would show up in droves to watch the movie, again, motivated by all of the recent extreme abortion legislation. He wanted the biographical film to serve as a wake-up call to the Church of Believers in Christ, because if they could have their consciences awakened, if they could collectively decide that abortion is wrong, and then act upon that decision, then abortion could well be on its way to being eradicated in our country.
Well, Chuck Konzelman and Carrie Solomon have both been very pleased and amazed with the reactions to the movie. And here's one such example that they gave. There was a nurse who had worked for the infamous abortionist Kermit Gosnell.
And Monica, we did a show about Kermit Gosnell, the movie, back in September of last year. He had been convicted in 2013 of first-degree murder in the deaths of three infants who had been born alive following attempts at abortion.
Yeah, that's the one. He's currently serving a life sentence in prison without the possibility of parole. Gosnell was known to snip the necks of hundreds of born-alive babies whom he had failed to kill from inside the womb. Fortunately, some sense of sanity prevailed at the time of the trial, and he was at least convicted, as you said, of murder for the post-abortion deaths of at least three infants. But anyway, this particular nurse that had worked with Gosnell and had since converted watched the film unplanned, and afterwards, she told Konzelman that all she saw on the screen was love. And many pro-life leaders agreed. The film did a superb job of not demonizing abortion workers. We know that Abby Johnson herself got involved with Planned Parenthood because she genuinely wanted to help women. That's the motive of the vast majority of abortion workers. They honestly believe they are helping to make the lives of women better. So this film truly did reach out to abortion workers. In fact, Chuck Konzelman wanted the movie to be a love letter of sorts to those like Abby Johnson who work in the abortion industry.
And boy, were the producers successful in doing this, Monica. 2 weeks after the film had been released, Konzelman said that 94 abortion clinic workers had come forward and were seeking information and help in order to leave their jobs. Abby's ministry, And Then There Were None, is in contact with many of these abortion workers, doing all that they can to help them transition out of the industry and into life-giving employment. So we need to keep these workers in our prayers. And Chuck Konzelman went even further by saying that 94 represents 1% of the abortion workers in the United States. He said that after getting one look at seeing themselves so portrayed on film, they have decided to change their lives and what they do for a living.
So because of the movie Unplanned, 1% of abortion workers in this country are taking steps to get out. Well, thanks be to God for this beautiful fruit. And speaking about abortion workers, or better yet, former abortion workers, did you recognize, Rhonda, who played the abortionist in Unplanned?
Yeah.
It was Dr. Anthony Levitino, a gynecologist and former abortion provider who had performed around 1,200 first and second trimester abortions early in his career before having this incredible change of heart. I highly recommend that listeners go to abortionprocedures.com and listen to his story. And check out this highly educational site that tells you everything you need to know about all of the abortion procedures. It was put together through the help of Dr. Levitino, and it's all animated so that it's not graphic, but it still gets the point across. Yeah, so Dr. Levitino played the part of the abortionist in Unplanned, very convincingly too, because he had done this very same procedure over 1,000 times, and so what was shown was indeed medically accurate.
So Monica, we saw how Unplanned had multiple scenes inside an abortion procedure room, as well as a disturbing episode of a chemical abortion. These scenes were hard to watch, and there was a lot of blood involved.
Yeah, there sure was. It was probably the producer's way of driving home the point that death is involved here, right? Yeah, blood, it's a very real sign of death. I know there were numerous reports of people who fainted or nearly fainted or who got sick or had to leave. But I also heard Abby Johnson say that it's actually even worse than what it was portrayed.
Well, Nick Bell from the pro-life organization Human Defense wanted to find out if these abortion scenes were medically accurate. So he spoke with a doctor who had led an early private screening of the movie in Indianapolis. And at this private showing, over 200 undergrad and grad medical students, as well as medical professionals, watched the film. After seeing the film, several of the doctors who were present wrote reviews. Now, Monica, what they had to say was very important and very eye-opening. So let's read some of their remarks and commentaries. One OBGYN wrote, "This movie was an important work, As an obstetrician gynecologist, I have taken care of many women who have had terminations and so viewed the film critically for content and message. The makers of the film were accurate and did not overplay their hand emotionally or graphically. I appreciated and have witnessed the cumulative emotional toll that either hardens women or breaks them, and I really felt that emphasis throughout the film was appropriate and spot on. I also view the film from the standpoint of what are the key points that needed to be conveyed to the viewer, and I felt they hit just about every one of those points, key among them being the financial motivation of Planned Parenthood and the fact the abortionists do not provide any follow-up care for even their immediate complications. While I have never participated in an abortion or proactively counseled a patient to seek an abortion, I have had patients who have terminated a baby for medical or because of fetal anomalies tell me that the counselors at these clinics don't care about the circumstances that brought them to their clinic. They only care that they wanted the procedure done. The procedure, even when well-intended for medical reasons, really only complicates their grief, which is why it is never the right answer. I love the emphasis on forgiveness and helping women heal after abortion. Finally, men in particular need to understand the emotional price that women pay for doing the most unnatural thing in the world, having their baby literally torn from their body. Any woman who has had an abortion is truly never the same.
And here's what another OBGYN had to say. The brutality of abortion is evident throughout this film. Not just the brutality of a D&E procedure for a second trimester baby, but the brutality of a first trimester abortion. This is a gray area that many people feel more comfortable with. Not anymore. Once you have seen this, you can't unsee it. The truth is evident, and abortion is brutal at every stage. And from another medical professional, as the surgical director of quality and patient safety at a tertiary children's care center and a tenured professor in my surgical department, I watched unplanned from the lens of holding these professional roles. Medicine is quickly turning into the business of medicine. It is up to physicians to take a stand to ensure that the health and safety of their patients do not take a backseat to the fiscal health of a corporation and profit margin. Physicians and healthcare providers must be responsible and accountable for their actions and outcomes, and they must be advocates for their patients. It does not seem that the providers of Planned Parenthood have this sort of moral compass. The disappointment in my own profession is probably the biggest message that I took away from this film.
And here's something from a psychiatrist. The film was very well done. It just showed reality. It showed this woman's story. And it's so powerful to see the truth. And from an internal medicine doctor, as a physician, I believe Unplanned is a very important movie to watch. Many in my area are not even aware of the movie, just as many are not aware of what abortion really is, what it does to babies physically and to their mothers emotionally. I have often heard from physicians' mouths the same script Abby preached in the movie, that abortion should be kept safe and that the objective of abortion clinics would be to make abortion rare. However, the more I practiced medicine, the more I began to encounter physicians whose defense of abortion included any point in gestation for any reason. I remember physicians feeling uncomfortable by the case of a couple who wanted to have an abortion when the genetic testing revealed that the planned baby was going to be a girl. Many defended the choice because not doing so meant they had to compromise their position. Then I learned the statistics in my own state and found that about 90% of abortions performed were elective. Daunting. Abortion does not empower women. Truth empowers women. This movie also did a great job of presenting those who hold differing positions yet have respectful relationships with one another. This beautifully captured the reality that most people's views on abortion are well-intentioned, though often misguided.
And finally, from another internal medicine physician, it was sobering, honest, and powerful to witness. No matter where each one stands on this issue, it is important to take a moment and give this film a chance and see it for ourselves. It behooves us to see the reality of our times and to see what we are defending or opposing. Rhonda, when we interviewed Abby Johnson on Pro Life to the Max back in January, she echoed these very same words. She told us that she wanted everyone to see this movie so that they could see clearly the reality of abortion, what it is, what it does. At least then, if you continue to call yourself pro-choice, you know what it is that you are supporting. Now, Students for Life issued their unplanned challenge, where they asked their members to try and get their pro-choice college friends to go and view Unplanned so that they could honestly see what it is they are backing and defending. Well, more than 800 pro-choice students took the challenge, and of these, about 44%, or over 350 students, changed their minds and said that after seeing what an abortion looks like, they were now pro-life.
Well, as pro-life advocates, we know the great lengths that our whole culture goes in order to hide the reality of abortion and all of the harm it does to women and children. This is especially evident in the media and in the entertainment industry. In most TV programs and films, abortion is portrayed as a good and that it empowers women. Unplanned appended the storyline, and Hollywood wasn't happy about that. Not only that, how many women and men who are working in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry have had abortions or been closely tied to one? Probably, and unfortunately, a very high number. That means there's a lot of pain out there, and this movie would force them to acknowledge that.
Yeah, absolutely, Rhonda. Dr. Teresa Burke, author of the book Forbidden Grief and the founder of Rachel's Vineyard, the largest post-abortion ministry in the world, has said that many famous faces hide their abortion trauma. She listed people like Marilyn Monroe, Princess Diana, and Judy Garland, among others. Dr. Burke first stumbled upon the problem of post-abortion syndrome as a psychology student studying eating disorders. During a group therapy session, the topic turned to abortion. She said it was like a bomb going off in the middle of the group. After that experience, Burke said she devoted her life to finding out more about the connection between abortion and its after effects like depression and self-destructive behaviors. As one example, Dr. Burke cites actress Judy Garland, who had had an abortion at the age of 20. Garland's weight then dropped to 90 pounds as she became anorexic and made attempts to slit her wrists. Dr. Burke says that the psychological fallout from abortion can be absolutely devastating.
It is so sad. And now there's this Shout Your Abortion movement that Hollywood and the likes promote. Its mission on its website states, "We're in a fight for our lives, and it's time to tell the truth." Every single day, all sorts of people have abortions for every reason you can imagine. We are your siblings, your coworkers, your spouses, and your friends. Abortion helps people live their best lives, and we are the proof. And we're only going to get louder. Well, Monica, the movie Unplanned undermines this whole narrative, and the big players in the entertainment and media outlets did everything they could to shout down the movie. They don't want the word to get out that so many women weep over their abortions, and that many do turn to Jesus Christ to receive his mercy and forgiveness.
And once again, Chuck Konzelman had all of this in mind as he produced and directed the film. He knew that as many people as possible needed to see this film, and that many of these moviegoers were going to be post-abortive and could even have unresolved abortions in their past. But his hope and prayer was that the film would help steer them through recognizing that abortion is and will forever be wrong. But instead of remaining stuck in grief or shame, his hope was that they would ask God's forgiveness and then accept it. And he also had these poignant words. Let's face it, by Abby Johnson's own admission, she was complicit in 22,000 abortions, including two of her own. Few, if any, of our audience members will be bearing that burden of guilt. But if Abby can be forgiven, then why not them too?
Indeed. And remember, while the movie was in production, a young lady working on the set repented of a past abortion. Praise God. Well, Monica, the devil himself must have known the good that was going to come from the movie unplanned. And so he and his cohorts were busy scheming, trying to find ways to limit its exposure. And one such apparent example involved the giant tech company, Google. Google seemed to have exposed its bias against Unplanned by labeling the film as propaganda. The Daily Signal's Kelsey Buller caught a screenshot of such labeling. A spokesperson for Google later attempted to explain this away by saying that their knowledge graph collected and analyzed what people were writing about Unplanned and designated it as propaganda because a large volume of people were describing it as such. Challenged on this point, Google did update its search results so that the film's designated genre is now merely drama. But pro-life advocates note how no such labels of propaganda are ever given to those films that espouse liberal causes. And Life News interestingly pointed out how Planned Parenthood CEO Leanna Wen, right before the release of Unplanned, had posted a photo of herself on Twitter hobnobbing with Google executives at its headquarters in California, all while Planned Parenthood itself had been busy pronouncing the film as propaganda to a number of mainstream news sites.
Yeah, so unfortunate. And there's an even more disturbing example of the intense bias and the social media roadblocks that the movie faced upon its release. Twitter briefly suspended the Unplanned movie account on its platform during the movie's release weekend. It was so bad that Chuck Konzelman, only days after the release, went to testify before a Senate subcommittee on the Constitution about this seemingly egregious violation by Twitter. In prepared testimony, Chuck stated, "From the outset, making a pro-life film in a pro-choice town, we knew we would face a number of challenges. In the early morning hours of Saturday, March 30th, the film's Twitter account was suspended. The reason for the suspension has not, to the best of my knowledge, been made clear beyond being accidental." Chuck then went on to publicly denounce the timing of the suspension, as the suspension had come a full 7 months after the account had been first created. Chuck called the timing suspect and alerted Congress members to the fact that the person who had created their account had never been suspended in the past for violating any of Twitter's terms. And the suspension of the Twitter account wasn't the only issue. Chuck said that the majority of the movie's followers were seemingly deleted from the account during the hours of suspension. Now, Chuck made it clear that he didn't see any outright collusion involved, but he also was forthright in declaring that an imbalanced worldview of most social media companies and other forms of media does result in the restriction of free speech, and that most certainly does make it very difficult for movies like Unplanned to reach the masses.
Well, Monica, we are rapidly running out of time, and there's still much more that could be said. We know that Unplanned really fired up the pro-life base, and both 40 Days for Life and Sidewalk Advocates for Life are reporting a record number of people who have signed up to get involved with pro-life efforts at the local levels. Here in Bloomington, we saw many people just dropping by to pray during the past 40 Days for Life campaign because of the movie. Annette Ministries youth group of 10, who were there in town bringing a retreat to confirmation students at St. John's Parish, stopped by to pray at the Bloomington Planned Parenthood immediately after watching the film. And St. John's youth group themselves devoted every Tuesday evening to praying there. The movie truly has gotten many Christians fired up to come forward and take concrete steps to help end the atrocity of abortion once and for all by praying and working to change hearts. Truly, Unplanned may be the Uncle Tom's Cabin for the abortion issue.
Let's hope so, Rhonda. Well, you can listen to any and all past Pro-Life to the Max shows by going to wombradio.com. We also welcome your emails by going to the same website, wombradio.com, and clicking on the contact button. Tell us what you think of the shows and whether you've got any particular topics that you'd like us to tackle or any questions. Thanks for being with us today. Until next time, let us heed the warning of St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe that the most deadly poison of our time is indifference. Let's pray for one another that we may be consumed with a desire to save lives and souls, to give the greatest possible honor and glory to God. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
Thank you for listening to Pro-Life to the Max, a production of WOMB Catholic Radio. To learn more about this program and how you can help us to continue to produce and broadcast this content, visit us online at WOMBradio.com.